This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso in Indian River County is a place that kids love.
We saw some bees and some butterflies, so where should we put those? And we found ants.
Butterflies.
Oh, butterflies and bees, what category?
Elementary school students from throughout Indian River County are brought here each year to explore the wonders of Florida's nature and the Indian River Lagoon. But for some, getting around the grounds has never been very easy, say those who may be in wheelchairs.
They could see the buildings area, maybe a little bit more, but not experience the larger campus.
Molly Steinwald is the ELC's executive director.
You know, we have a mile and a half of boardwalks and nature trails, and we have a native plants garden and a butterfly garden, all these places that people weren't necessarily able to see or see comfortably.
But they can now, and that's because what is called a fat tire wheelchair. Steinwald says the chair is aptly named.
The fat tire wheelchairs have tires that are, gosh, almost a foot wide. Maybe even 8 inches.
Plastic?
Yeah, they're plastic. They're big rubber plastic wheels.
And it goes outside. So we take the fat tire wheelchair for a spin to see how it works. We go out the door of the gift shop where it's kept and head down the trail toward one of the EOC's boardwalks.
And so this is an area right here where we're just rolling over tree roots quite comfortably. And if you imagine having a regular wheelchair, there's absolutely no way that we would be able to be going down this path. See, a regular wheelchair, some people would try to get over this with a regular wheelchair. Sometimes they can, depending on if it has slightly bigger tires, but it's not pleasant. And this particular area, this is where we have the handicapped accessible parking. And we've built a ramp in here so that people could come to this area. If you see all of these, you know, these are stroller tracks right here, that multiple times people would try to come here with a wheelchair, and it was very hard where they literally would just get stuck.
And the wheelchairs have gotten good use.
We got this sweet picture of a daughter and her father coming out, and he hadn't been outside much at all here, and he was able suddenly to go through these beautiful trails that he hadn't experienced in years, because he couldn't do it in a regular wheelchair. He couldn't do it in a walker. Your body gives out, right?
And to make sure this was really a good idea, Steinwald said they had people come test them.
We actually did a couple of different people, and it was wonderful because we, you know, originally we had thought, okay, some area is better backing up. And then when we actually had somebody with a true disability versus us sitting there, they said, actually, no, this is really unnerving. I don't feel like I'm in control. And that was wonderful feedback for us.
If you'd like to see what the ELC has to offer, you can do that this Saturday during National Estuary Day. It'll be from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. There'll be a variety of activities for the entire family, from canoeing to dip netting and seining, and some music as well. Steinwald says she hopes everybody realizes that
This estuary, you know, the Indian River Lagoon, is a beautiful, magical place that we all have a role in protecting.
You can find out more about National Estuary Day and the ELC by following the link on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.